Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Callahan didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now Mrs. Callahan knows that Does, D-U-Z, is best. It does everything. But time was when Mrs. Callahan didn't know that. Oh, how she used to dread wash day.
Honestly, nobody could have a tougher wash. Such greasy black overalls. How'll I ever get them clean? Such dirty towels. How'll I ever get them white? And look at all those colored rayons I'll have to fuss with.
Then Mrs. Callahan changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. Now she knows Does, the new kind of soap, does best. Does everything in the wash. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for getting tough dirt out easy, along with greater safety for nice colors. Now, when wash day comes around, Mrs. Callahan says,
what a difference Does make. Why, those work clothes come clean with never a bit of hard scrubbing. And my towels are just the whitest white I've ever seen on my wash line.
Well, there's no such thing as a soap that gets tough dirt out easier or towels whiter than Does.
No more worry about those pretty colored pieces either. Does leaves them so bright.
Does extra safety really means longer life to colors. There's no denying does everything. It's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does gives you the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. So be a lady who does.
Does best. Does everything.
Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. Molly has finally succeeded in winning Jake over to the idea of inviting Mike Hilton to come and live in Lastonbury. But so far, she's been unsuccessful in changing Elsie's mind about Mike. However, just recently, two things happened which have given Elsie food for thought. First, her daughter, Mary, called from the depot in Lastonbury. She was on her way home and called to inform her mother that Mike was blameless in the matter of the $25,000. As soon as Mary hung up, Jake came back from the hotel where he had left Mike, took the $25,000 from his wallet and gave it to Elsie with the information that Mike had decided the money belonged to Mary. Listen.
Mrs. Goldberg, will you please get Mike Hilton on the telephone and tell him to come right over and get this money? Because I don't want a penny of it. And my daughter Mary won't take a penny of it.
But if Mike said the money belonged to Mary...
How could all this money, $25,000, belong to Mary?
Mike wants to give it to Mary. It can be hers, no?
No, Mrs. Goldberg. I'd starve before...
Molly, call Mike. Maybe Mike has an explanation.
Why don't you call Mrs. Barnes? Now, Mike is at the hotel room 206. I'll get the number and you can converse.
Mrs. Goldberg, get the number and you can converse.
I'll get it, Molly.
All right, so wait, Mrs. Barnes, where are you going?
I've got something on the stove.
Why didn't you want to talk to Mike, Molly?
Wait, Rosalie. Because if Elsie talks, maybe there'd be a possibility.
Oh, what?
Ma, don't force anything.
Am I forcing?
I'm trying.
Well, why should you do that even, Ma? Why not?
If it's to be, it'll be, Molly.
What?
What you're trying.
Not enough, David.
Ma, please.
What?
You want me to get the hotel?
Yes. Get Mike Hilton and tell him to hold the wire.
Why did Mike Hilton say the money belongs to Mary?
Because he wants Elsie and Mary to have the money, evidently.
But the money belongs to Joe Ellis, and if you have their buddies, no?
If Mike said the money is Mary's, maybe he has a few reasons for paying so, David.
For instance.
Well, for instance, if he wants to turn over a new leaf on his future, so maybe it can be possible that he don't want one penny of the money that he didn't earn from the sweat of his brow.
And
he wants the money to go where it'll do the most good.
Excuse me, Mike. I know better places it can go. After all, Mary's young. She's engaged to a nice young man. The $25,000 could be distributed in more sensible channels than to Mary Barnes.
I mean, if you had $25,000, what would you do with it, David?
You're asking me.
I'm asking you.
You think it is so easy to know?
Well?
I would say...
Yeah?
But what do you say? Have I got $25,000? Then I'll have it. If ever, Then I'll know what to do with it.
I know what to do.
Well, don't do. So don't do now. Pick up the receiver and then
right.
And then call over.
All right. Mama says call. So call.
Yeah.
Greensville Hotel.
Hello. I want the Greensville Hotel, please.
Room 206.
If Mike gives away all his money, what will he buy a farm in Lexington?
I don't know, David.
Hello? Room 206, please.
206.
Oh, please, it's the same thing.
Same thing. Mrs. Vaughn and Mike is on the telephone.
That's right, 206. You can't say 206.
Molly, stay away from him for you.
Please. Let him think Elsie is calling him.
If he thinks she is, then she ain't, so...
Oh, but the line is busy.
The line is busy. Mrs. Vaughn, the line is busy.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, look.
Rosalie, go in and ask Papa if he wants a cup of tea or coffee or whichever what, if he's not snoozing. If he is snoozing, maybe wants a glass of milk.
All right.
Go see. Mrs. Vaughn... the line was busy. Room 206 was busy. I was just conversing to him. I was saying if your daughter Mary arrives tomorrow, we'll leave tomorrow also, Mrs. Vaughan.
I'll be sorry to see you go.
I wish I could say likewise.
Mike is coming to Lastonbury also.
You didn't know Mike is coming to Lastonbury, Mrs. Vaughan?
I am not interested in Mike Hilton or his plans.
You're not interested in a person, I mean, as a human being, Mrs. Vaughan. I don't know. I am.
There are too many good people in the world that need help. A person don't have to waste the time and sympathy or help on the bad ones.
Bad. There's the slightest chance of making good people out of bad ones. The person is all good or all bad, but that's also beside the point. But, I mean, if there's the slightest chance of making good out of bad, I think the person that has the power to bring the change is a bad one if they don't do it. And I watched you, Mrs. Vaughan. I watched you how you took your plan because it wasn't doing so well in the kitchen windowsill because the sun wasn't coming in. So you took it gently and you put it in the front room where the sun could fall on it. And now it's blooming.
People can bloom like flowers, too, with the right sun. Smile would do to my children, Mrs. Vaughan.
Wonder. Hi?
Yep.
Mike, is Mrs. Goldberg? Elsie wants to talk to you.
Oh. You guys?
Yeah, just a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Since she just stepped out, I'll have to call you back.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Who was it?
Elsie was.
Oh, what's the matter? She changed her mind about you?
No, it's Mrs. Goldberg calling.
That bat.
Oh, I...
Rick Carpin.
You get on my nerve.
The feeling is mutual, bub. I don't enjoy seeing your face either. So give me my share of the dough and I'll shake this Texas dust off my feet as quick as I can pull an ace out of my sleeve.
Start moving right now, Joe.
Okay, hand over one third of that dough. 8,333 smackers. I'm right here in my palm.
Sorry, Joe.
Sorry? For what?
I haven't got the dough anymore. Gave it away.
You gave it away?
That's a pretty shade of paper you're turning, Joe.
Don't kid with me, Mike. Where's the dough? That's all I got in the world.
What, Joe?
Look, Mike, don't play gags. I'm serious.
So am I. Not a cent of that dough ever belonged to you.
Not a cent? What are you talking about? Now, wait a minute. Listen, Mike. Listen, pal. If you want to bet the cash on something hot, see, if you want to run the 25 grand up to 100, just tell me. I'll lend you any part of my share you want, but...
Lend me? You just aren't listening to me, Joe. I said none of that dough is yours.
Okay, then, double-crosser. I'll get you for this if it's the last thing I do. So you're going to rob me, huh?
Rob you? I never robbed in my life. And if I was, I wouldn't dirty myself by robbing a heel like you.
A heel?
Yeah. Because you knew all along this dough ain't yours.
What do you mean I knew?
Just this, sweetheart. When Frank the Boss up in New York first brought you into our setup, he said, Mike, this guy is flattering a flatfoot. Stake him for a couple of grand. So I give you $3,000, and you give me an IOU. Remember?
All right, so I remember.
Yeah. then at the Kentucky Derby back in 42. When you were there with Margaret Anita Hubert. When the horse itself told you it was going to win. And I believed you. I staked it there.
Two more grand. Okay. That's only $5,000. How about giving me...
Giving you nothing. Remember that time you borrowed Frank's car to take Marilyn Corrin for a ride? You smashed it up and almost killed the driver of the other car? Do you recall that? And you were scared you'd get a rap. So I gave you $3,000 to pull you out. Remember? Remember, Joe? That makes $8,000 total. Right? Right, Joe? My arithmetic right?
Yeah.
So what I owe you is exactly $33.33. Just enough to get you back to New York. Here you are. $33. And here's 33 cents. Now get out. I don't want to see you or your kind.
Okay, wise guy. Wait till you come crawling back.
Get out. I wouldn't get mixed up with riffraff like you again if I had to live on a breadline. Get out. Get out. Get out.
Well, when Mike breaks clean, he does a real job of it. It's only too bad Elsie Warren was not there to hear him. Now, I believe you ladies deserve the best in everything. That's why you should does your dishes. Sure, when I say does is best, it does everything in your wash. I'm not forgetting your dishpan.
Oh, I wish I could forget it.
Well, that proves you need does. This new kind of soap does everything for dishes. Take suds. Suppose you could get suds that stand up until the last dish is done.
I'd like that.
And suppose those suds cut tough grease without hard scarring.
I'd like that.
And along with that, suppose you could get extra kindness to your hands.
I'd like that.
Then stop supposing and start dozing. Does all that for dishes.
Everything?
Sure, everything. You'll find this new kind of soap pops into suds the instant water hits it. And you don't keep adding more soap because does suds can. And how they tie into tough grease, it's gone in a flash. Yet does is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. Does leaves hands wonderfully soft and smooth. So do dishes with the soap that does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D.U.Z. Does. It will soon be apparent that the wish is father to the thought, and the thought is father to the action. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Your grocer's paper bags and cardboard cartons have gone to war, so when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you.